Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's the boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and this is the inaugural episode of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Holy shit, it happened. Wow, look at that. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen for what I hope is something that we really get to enjoy doing here on the network. Before I introduce them, I sincerely want to say I spent the last 10 years learning how to do this from what I think is the best podcaster in the world, Luis J. Gomez. Thank you for everything, and I hope to do you proud, buddy. I love you very much. Across the table from me are two of my favorite people from the Super Selly Joes. It's our good buddy, Joe Gorman.
What's up, man? Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me be a part of history, Zach.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, my friend. And across the table from me, there is no one I'd rather have here for my first episode than my best friend from High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. It's Chris Vega.
What's up, Zach? I'm so happy to be here. And I want to point something out to all of the viewers. You know, I'm very rarely poignant about things. One, that was very nice of you to lie about Luis like that. Two, I just want to point out your intro, your background, and your logo have an attention to detail that this is how much everybody around here loves you. That no one else. Literal, like, Ralph has been like, these people are famous, give them something good, and fucking somebody will slap something together. And this is the most, this is the best package I've seen. This is the your logo.
By the way, that's
intro.
The only time you're ever going to hear Zach Amico, the best package I've ever seen.
That's not true. You might send somebody something in jail that involves a cake and a nail file.
Yeah, like I'm going to waste cake like that.
You can still eat the cake. You can eat around the file,
yeah.
And I want to thank John Brennan and the Big Feet for our new theme song.
It's great. The whole thing was good.
I absolutely love. It's so silly.
Yeah. It's the perfect vibe.
Yeah.
It's the perfect vibe.
But thank you everybody for working so hard. Shannon fucking busted her ass all week making sure all this was together. The graphics team.
And busted her tits.
Yeah. Man. And I just want to thank everybody. And this should be a ton of fucking fun. I just got off the road last night. I was in Nashville for National Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. And then I was in Colorado doing this awesome bar called Gnarly's. That is a toy museum and bar and black box theater.
You sent me pictures. It looked like responded back to him. If he swallowed Pinocchio, that's what Pinocchio would find in
yeah.
his belly.
It looked like bar. I died and became a bar. It's covered in My Pet Monsters and Boglins and shit like that. Super fun. Thank you everybody that came out. And we did a surprise screening of the new Troma movie, Power of Positive Murder. It was the first ever screening of the movie.
Okay.
And it was a rough cut, so it's a little too long.
As opposed to all the very polished work that Troma puts out.
Trust, buddy. You should see when they're 2.5 hours long.
Really?
As opposed to an hour and a half.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. But this one was fucking great, and I want to thank the crowd that came out to that. Let's have some fun. We're going to keep a lot of the Luis and Zach Real Ass Podcast stuff. So we do have...
Now show them them teeth.
All that fun stuff. But, you know, we also have more fun stuff.
A midget beaten off in a trash can.
And what else do we have, Dusty?
Not that midget beaten off in a trash can.
I hope it's all that and Jorge just fuck you.
No. It's fine. And, you know, in case Jorge needs to get out of here. Actually, I know how Chris got here today.
The ship. You know, you got a bicycle.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of dusty roads on this one.
Fuck yeah.
So I had a fucking blast this weekend. And one thing that I loved, did you guys watch SNL this weekend?
I did not.
I no.
They had a White Lotus parody.
Oh.
I did see that was discussed, yeah.
That I really loved. And the chick from White Lotus with the bad teeth.
Is pissed.
Is pissed. do we have it, Shannon?
Yes.
Do you watch White Lotus?
I watch my wife watch White Lotus.
Yeah, my
do
girl.
You just observe them? Yeah. Like, my girl watches it too. And when she's watching it, I kind of just go, it feels like a nature documentary.
I don't know. It looks like a chick show from what I've seen.
It's at a hotel?
Yeah, and it's like a like female protagonist, and they're all being shitty to each other. I don't know.
Yeah, they walk away and talk shit about each other a lot. Mm. I mean, I like Walton Goggins a lot. Yeah. So anything with him, I'm pretty fucking psyched on.
Sure.
And then, I mean, it's fine. It's a lady show. But I just finished Yellow Jackets last night, and that's a fucking lady show.
Yeah, I feel like there's decent lady shows. I like that. Did you watch Brand New Cherry Flavor on Netflix? It seems up your alley.
No, not yet.
A lot of weird fucking body horror shit in that.
I'll do that. Nice. No, I've been watching Mid-Century Modern, Nathan Lane's sitcom.
Oh, isn't that with like, he's like three gay men or living
in It's gay Golden Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's three gay guys living in an apartment in Florida.
Because like Golden Girls didn't have any gay fans at all.
Yeah.
No, so none. this is a good change.
Yeah. No, it's gay Golden Girls, but like 2.5 Men level of like dirty humor. So it's just butt fucking humor.
Well, I mean, I feel like if they made Golden Girls now, it would maybe not be just butt fucking humor, but it'd be significantly more sexual.
Yeah, there's a lot of like cum jokes. It's great. Yeah. Pamela Adlon's on it. It's really fucking fun. All right. So yeah. So they made fun of White Lotus, the White POTUS.
Okay.
And let's show it.
RFK Jr.
I mean, it's like I have all these crazy ideas, you know. I have this syringe full of active measles virus, and I just want to stab somebody with it, you know. And I mean, I'm having these insane ideas, like what if we took all the fluoride out of the drinking water? But what would that do to people's teeth?
Fluoride?
What? Okay.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, look, a monkey.
I'm gonna go kill it and eat it.
Nice.
Ooh. And she's pissed off.
She is unhappy with her portrayal.
I'm gonna throw this out there. I saw just the post headline on Instagram and the photo, and I didn't know, cause I didn't dive into it right before I got here. And I was like, which one's the SNL and which one's the chick with bad teeth? Does she actually have shitty teeth, or is it just a character and they gave her a prosthetic?
No, I think she's just English.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I mean, yeah, that's not even like I saw like just I was just like I don't know which one is the fake one.
It's the first thing when you see her on the show, you go, "Oh, that's odd," and then you're like, "Oh, that's her fucking face."
Damn.
And I say that with this being my face.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was fucking really. I actually thought it was a really solid episode. Fucking John Hamm brought it, and they mentioned John Hamm's giant cock.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
In the opening monologue, Kieran Culkin came out. And he's like, I've seen you fucking jogging in those gray sweatpants. I absolutely loved it. Does she have an official quote, Shannon?
So she posted a bunch about it. I can show you a couple of her posts.
Yeah, please.
So here's one.
Shit, my culture is not your.
Is this a filter? Costume.
So she claims that SNL reached out to her to like extend an olive branch, but she doesn't say exactly.
Start chewing on it.
By the way, it looks like Baby Without a Face kept a reality show and became an IG slut.
I'm gonna skip ahead a couple here. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah, Shannon, you say it, but say it in her accent.
I can't do accent.
You can do it, Shannon. Shannon, it's a whole new time.
Yeah.
Let your talent shine.
I'm not talented.
Shannon, be English.
Just try, Shannon. I'm not good at
it. Can someone else say the first sentence, and then I can try to mimic it?
Joe.
Last thing I'll say on the matter. Let me read the rest regular.
I'm not thin-skinned. I actually love being taken the piss out of when it's clever and in good spirits. But the joke was about fluoride. I have a big gap teeth, and I'm not bad teeth. I don't mind caricature. I understand it's what SNL is, but the rest of us, Skit was punching up, and I'm Chelsea, the only ones that punched down on. All right, end of rant.
Of course she doesn't mind caricature. She has to look in the mirror every day.
I want to feed her a caricature. You fucking horse tooth bitch. Whose dentist did she go to, Voss?
Yeah, I guess they don't have a national dental service.
So yeah, I guess she was mad that the joke was about not knowing what fluoride is. But like, that's not the funny part is that she was doing her face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everyone gets made fun. Like, that's all SNL was in, like, the 90s and early 2000s was, like...
Funny?
Like, what's a character... Like, what's a feature that somebody has that's easily recognizable, and for her, it's that goofy fucking face.
Well, even, like, people remember George H.W. Bush with glasses just because Dana Carvey decided to put on glasses because he thought he should wear glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. People remember him with glasses now. He never wore glasses.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be pertinent.
Or, yeah, or look at his Ross Perot had giant cartoon ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do caricature. Like, literally, the lady said, I don't mind caricature, which is, that's what it is. When people draw your fucking portrait on the boardwalk, they don't make you look normal.
Yeah.
They take your funniest thing and make it the biggest thing about you.
And if anything, they're making fun of her character on the show White Lotus, not her as a person, but she just also happens to have her same fucked up teeth on the show.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but. You got to live by the sword, die by the sword.
Solid older lady nudity on that show.
Oh, okay.
Really? Like who?
There's like the three blondes that sit together, and they fuck the one fucks the Russian.
Okay.
And she, when she gets kicked out of his apartment, she gets out of bed naked. Solid old lady dumper on. Not old lady, but you know, 40s, 50s.
Nice.
Appropriately aged woman dumper. Other than that, yeah, fucking fun. All right, I want to do this with you guys. This is, actually, let's do another actress complaint before we go into silly shit. Are you guys keeping up with Mickey Rourke?
Yes. Now this I'm into. I love this.
So Mickey Rourke rapes that.
He did. Rourke? He yeah.
So Mickey Rourke. Well, I guess we'll go backwards a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mickey Rourke was on the new Big Brother.
Okay.
And he has been. He has to take leave.
Okay.
I don't think he was eliminated. Mm-hmm. He has just been kicked off the show.
Okay.
Because. He was making fun of JoJo Siwa.
Okay.
And I believe he called her a fag. Which is a pretty funny thing to call a lady.
Yeah.
It was that, and then he also said, like,
well, she's gay, right?
Well, she's non-binary. And she's like, my partner is also non-binary. And he was like, oh, you won't be non-binary after I'm through with you, or something like that. Like,
okay.
Implied
he's
he was
gonna fuck womanhood into her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, listen, that's Randy the Ram. Shannon, give us some details.
Okay, so I actually have a bunch of different clips from where he was offensive on Big Brother, so I'll just...
Yeah, and then we'll get to the Bella Thorne after that, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Right,
do you think when Mickey Rourke is fucking a chick from behind, he sticks his thumb in her ass and yells, she took my thumb, Charlie.
She took the whole thing. Let's see it, Shannon.
The old where's the cigarette room move.
Come on, let's go on a journey.
So do you like girls or boys?
Me? Girls.
I know, I can tell.
My partner is non-binary. That's the vape smoke room.
Here we go.
Just think, in 4 days, we'll never see each other again.
Four days?
Nah, babe.
I'm trying to last 4 days.
Okay, I'm going to cut ahead a little bit here.
By the way, I will say, I think, so do you like girls or boys is a pretty nice way of saying that.
Yeah. That's fine. That's like a valid question, too.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to be, that's literally like, hi, I'd like to get to know you.
Yeah, it's small talk.
He's 80 and has CTE.
Yeah.
He's just trying to understand the new generation.
I'm funny.
You are funny. Aren't I wonderful?
Hey, bud.
Thank you, love. Fucking A. Good.
Yeah.
We all vote each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually.
I'm going to vote the lesbian out real quick.
That's homophobic. So that's homophobic, if that was your reasoning.
Have you got any valid? You got anyone you want to vote out? Well, no, we actually can't discuss
it. No, we can't
discuss this. This is undiscussable.
The lesbian I'm going to vote out.
You also pause. Can't say that.
Okay, he does look like somebody shaved the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
He looks like
for sure.
He also kind of oddly looks like the Michael Myers mask.
Well, also, everybody that looks like that, like these old men who like try to all look like the Rolling Stone cover with Jim Morrison, like they all end up looking like Ron Perlman in that Beauty and the Beast show. You know
yes,
what I mean?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all like big cat men.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think he's obviously just doing bad old man jokes.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't fuck guys. What's the point of having her here?
He's busting balls. It's just like it's a generational thing.
Also, nothing he said was offensive.
Nah. Like, I'm voting off the... It's like he could just say, like, I'm voting off that dumb bitch.
Yeah.
And it's just the same. He's just being nice about it.
Yeah.
The show was called Big Brother. He thought it was just going to be him meeting a black guy for the first time. Hey, guys, real quick, we just want to talk about one of our good friends here at Brunt. Guys, choosing work boots used to mean sacrificing comfort or durability. If they felt good, they didn't last long, and if they lasted, they wrecked your feet. However, Brunt Workwear finally ended that trade-off, designing boots that withstand the toughest job sites while feeling as comfortable as your favorite sneakers. The founder of Brunt grew up blue-collar and started Brunt after his friend in the trades encouraged him to start a workwear brand that was really built for them. That's why all Brunt products are named after the guys he grew up with. They might be the most comfortable work boots on the planet, but they also deliver real performance on the job. Whether you need waterproof, safety toe, or soft toe, pull on or lace up, they've got you covered. And they're so confident these boots will blow you away that they even let you try it on the job risk-free. So for a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt with the code LAZ at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com and use the code LAZ and you're all set. And after you do buy them, do us a little favor. When they ask where you heard about Brunt, tell them it was from our show. Guys, check them out. It's a really great product, and I hope you dig it. I know we got a lot of blue-collar fans, and I would like to take care of your tootsies. Try out Brunt today. Bruntworkwear.com. Use the promo code LAZ for $10 off. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep it going, Shanoon.
No, we can't. Which JoJo's real? JoJo, right?
Yeah, yeah. JoJo.
JoJo.
Lovely lady.
Yeah. Is she?
Lovely girl, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good lad.
Appreciate ya.
She's what I call some woman.
I need a fag. Not talking to you.
To be fair, he said he needed
Mickey,
one.
Mickey, you can't say that, Mickey.
One breath at a time, troops. One breath at a time.
Don't matter, you're on your own.
That girl just didn't want to even be on camera with him anymore.
Nice. Mickey Rourke rocks, dude.
Yeah, just the guy, he's out of his element.
It's like
he's in the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah, man out of time.
This is why he was booked on the show.
Yeah, right. So that he would say something. Look at him. He's a fucking crazy person.
And
yeah.
This is the most anyone's talked about the Big Brother reality show and who knows
how
long.
No idea they were doing another celebrity one.
Yeah.
And then I have him apologizing to her. I don't know if you care to see that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This is her. She was crying about it.
I dropped my ring.
Do you want some help?
No, it's you can't move the couch. I'm whacking it with this spatula. Okay, I just need something a little bit longer.
But you've seen it.
Oh, yeah. I got clear visual on it.
Thank you. Sorry.
You got your slippers.
By the way, that guy on the couch is him after the Botox wears off.
Just got a short, bad habit of having a short fuse. I don't mean nothing by it.
Okay, I appreciate your apology.
I do mean it.
I appreciate your apology.
If I didn't, I wouldn't say it to you.
I know.
Okay.
I appreciate the apology, and I hope you enjoy your slippers,
Thank you.
Eh?
That's all good. What's the problem?
I think that so far is a pretty okay dude.
Yeah.
Didn't call her a fag. Said if she's going to be here, he wants equal representation.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Mickey Rourke has spent a lot of time in Russia. So it's like fag is like not even a word there.
Yeah, I think I got to give the guy, he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything
Shannon,
wrong,
what's the word now?
What's the
result of this?
So... By the way, the other video that I had of him having an altercation, a verbal altercation with someone in the house was taken down from YouTube just now. So I don't have that. But he just had words. Someone stared at him for a second and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? Whatever. And they went back and forth. And it was so after he said the things to JoJo Siwa, they warned him on the show and they're like, you have to like stop saying these inappropriate things. It's offensive. He's like, yes, okay, sorry. And then after this altercation with another cast member, they pulled him into the diarrhea room again. And
the diarrhea room? Did you know that's what? How did you know that's what I call the bathroom?
They have a smoke room, a diarrhea room. They got it all.
You think they'd have
the vomitorium?
They'd have depends at Crafty for Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. So they pulled him into the room and then they kicked him off the show.
Damn.
After the verbal altercation with the other guy.
What did he say to the other guy?
He was just like, because they were playing a silly game. And then one of the guys just stared at him as part of like being in character. And he's like, you know, what the fuck is your problem? And then just like went off for no reason.
And that guy was like, I thought you said you needed this.
Yeah, I got to say, as far as right now, mm-hmm. how I feel about them being offended by Mickey Rourke.
Fuck your mama. Fuck your sister. Fuck your grandma. Most of all, fuck you.
Nice.
Thank you. All right. Now, so he's been kicked off, and now Bella Thorne has come out against Mickey Rourke after this, right? So basically, man gets in trouble, lady gets on bandwagon is this story, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the story?
Well, she's accusing him of being inappropriate on set.
Oh.
Shannon, fill us in.
So she claims that while they were working on the 2020 thriller Girl, that this dude was fucking gross, and that there was a part where he was supposed to use a meat grinder to threaten her, and he was supposedly supposed to do it on her knee, but she said that he rubbed it on like her pubic bone and that she had bruises from it after. But I went ahead and I actually rented the movie and I skimmed through the whole thing. This is the closest thing I can find to what she was referring to. And I don't even see her making contact, but maybe it was a scene they didn't include. But I can show you that here.
Yeah, please.
Here we go.
Well, that's not a... Oh, hold on. That's just a grinder.
Yeah, it's not a meat grinder.
A meat grinder is the thing you make like sausage in, right?
Yeah.
There's like a crank on. Because I was going, how big is her pussy?
To get into, yeah, like her lips got to be falling out to fucking make it.
To lower her into a meat grinder. Yeah. But okay, so now this makes more sense.
Can I go in? I don't know
where the money is. That's the only thing I could find with anything that resembles a grinder. And then later on in the movie, he does like step on her throat, which I think that would be a more problematic scene, but she doesn't mention that one.
You mean the thing that was in the script in the movie?
Mm. Yeah, it's still a movie.
But I mean, as far as like him being rough with her or something like this, he didn't even make contact with her. But I skimmed through the whole movie. This is the only thing I can find.
Mm. So we would assume there is a take where he got close to her pussy with this fake movie grinder.
It's probably real, but it probably wasn't on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like post-production like type
whatever,
shit.
When he probably just fell a little.
Or he was just being provocative.
Yeah, in a scene, yeah.
But that's why you rehearse. That's why you have... It's not like they were in a locked room. There's a fucking camera crew there.
Well, right. I'm sure it's a union, yeah, right? There's like an intimacy coordinator for something like this if he has to get anywhere near her private
Even if
parts,
it's
right?
a closed set.
Uh-huh.
There's a director. There's a director of photography.
Yeah.
There's a sound guy.
There's 20 lighting. People.
Yeah, a closed set,
yeah.
I would say, is 10 to 20 people.
Yeah.
So I think if he gets too close, there's literally 20 people you could turn to and scream stop.
Yes. So, I believe he was a creep, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be
sure.
like a...
Sure.
I just don't think that was the problem. I bet he was like... I would bet money that Mickey Rourke still thinks he looks like Mickey Rourke when he was 20.
Yeah, the 80s
Mickey
Rourke.
In his mind, he thinks he looks like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's like Quantum Leap.
So he thinks, but like, bitches all wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, so he just still thinks it's that.
He thinks he can still get like Demi Moore.
Well, maybe at the end of the substance.
Yeah.
If that's your line.
Like, damn.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, like, Shannon, I know this is a very
80s that's
look.
Mickey Rourke. I'm so sorry.
Now show them them teeth.
I didn't know this seat came with feeling like I need to abuse Shannon.
It's built in the chair.
The power is in me.
Yeah.
If that's your line, man.
The power
fucking,
tool was in her.
Yeah. If that's your line, dude. Fucking go work with Gary Busey for a day. That's all I'm gonna say,
yeah.
Dude. I heard Gary Busey's tough.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. But he was never like Gary Busey was never a heartthrob level. He's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's also got a significant brain injury.
Okay. Yeah.
From
the
motorcycle crash.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no. There are stories of working with Gary Busey that I have received. That, having to lock him out of trailers and shit
because
he's,
dang.
Like, trying to break in and shit.
Jesus.
Have you ever seen the video of him just taking his sweats off?
No.
Shaddy, can you look up? He's, like, really fucked up. Like, he gets kicked out of conventions.
Yeah, people should not be booking him on things.
No, it's kind of elder abuse at this point.
Yeah. You want the experience of it, and then you get it, and you're like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's like more like kind of like, oh, kind of quirky, goofy Gary Busey. But then it's like there's another side to it.
Shannon, do you know what I'm talking about? Where he's on the bench and he just takes his pants off?
Yes, I'm trying to find it.
Is that still up?
He's been famous longer for being a crazy person than he was ever famous for being a TV actor.
Well, he played, he had the big movie where he was the rock star who died in the plane crash, right? Uh-huh. Who am I talking about?
I don't know. I remember it being on Channel 11.
But I think that was like his big break.
And he was in Point Break, too. And
yeah, he's
like
in a bunch of movies.
He was like the comic relief sort of, get me two. I remember that.
But am I nuts? Those big movies that he was in were in like the late 80s.
Yeah, I think he's been a crazy person longer than he's been
a famous
person.
Then he was a movie
star.
Because then it was, because he was a crazy person and then they used him for the first wave of these reality shows, right? Like he was on Surreal Life and stuff.
And he did the thing where he had all the, what are those called? Where it's every letter is a different thing in a sentence?
I think Mickey Rourke just said it before.
Oh, did he?
Facts.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean, though? Like,
I know he was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Like how ABC is always be closing.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
That setup. Shannon, do you have the thing of him taking his pants off?
I just have a screenshot for right now of him with his pants half down on the bench.
That's just some old man shit right there. Yeah.
My balls was hot.
Also, to go back to Mickey Rourke for a second, Bella Thorne also said that towards the end of filming that movie, Girl, that he was saying that he wanted to quit the show, quit doing the movie. He didn't want to finish filming. He wouldn't talk to directors or producers. So she herself had to go into his trailer and beg him to continue the movie. And that's the only reason why he did.
Nice.
Yeah. I think she's just hopping on the bandwagon on that one.
I mean, that just seems like cunty actor shit.
Yeah.
Like, it is cunty. I mean, if she's never worked with somebody that's that much of an asshole, then maybe. But something tells me she has.
All right, then go fucking work with fucking Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Is Wesley Snipes an asshole?
They said on Blade 3 he would only communicate via post-it note.
Yeah.
And he signed them all Blade.
And there was like one thing where...
Hold on. you hate that?
I absolutely. As a fucking person who has to make movies... Yes, I do hate that.
They also had to CGI in his eyes opening because there was one shot where Blade was supposed to open his eyes and he just would not do it. So they CGI'd like these crazy looking eyes and it looks super CGI just because he didn't want to work with the directors and stuff.
Yeah, he's like having Snoop in a movie where you're like, you're going to get half the shots you need with him.
Okay.
And then they're going to use the body double for any time he's not. I think they might have done it because there's a couple Snoop movies where they just... put his face on his body double.
I could see it. And Snoop's, he's probably just high as fuck.
Well, he just walks off sets.
Just wandering around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said, because Patton said that Wesley Snipes was just like high out of his mind and he was convinced he was Blade and he wouldn't listen
to
the director.
That's the kind of method acting you need.
Yeah.
There's only one Blade.
By the way, Blade 2 still one of the best.
Oh, it's a banger.
And probably the best Marvel movie still.
It's a great vampire movie.
Yeah. I was going to disagree with you, but I can't.
It's really high up there.
It's
so goddamn good.
It's really awesome. High up there.
Dude, the rave scene when he's got the big fat vampire and he's got the fucking sunlight on him. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's pretty great.
Just that scene where like the vampire like opens up his mouth. Yeah. Like, and as a kid, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that fight scene at the end is fucking dope.
And I did fucking love when he was in Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pretty fucking great. I just rewatched that.
Yeah,
and I forgot how much I genuinely enjoyed it.
Damn, that's a trilogy worth rewatching. At least the first two movies are worth rewatching.
Wesley Snipes was so good in so many movies. Like, I think there's more good, there's more rewatchable Wesley Snipes movies at least than Mickey Rourke movies.
Yeah, sure,
100%.
And I will go for one reason and one reason only, and that is To Wong Fu.
To Wong Fu is a great movie.
That was a great. That was ahead of its time too.
Yeah, way ahead.
You know,
of its time.
Like, it's very progressive. Like now, it's like probably like, I bet now they're probably gonna shit on it because like they're not actually like fucking cross dresser. You know, you should get an actual like drag queen to do a reboot of it. But at for the time,
we really normalized the whole thing.
Yeah, it showed like there's depth to these. It's not just like the punchline isn't like, oh, they just fucking dress up like women. Ha 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 ha. Like there's like a plot. Character development.
Yeah, they're three-dimensional human beings. It's not for laughs.
Right.
The whole time.
And that's what makes it so
And great. It can be.
Yeah.
It is funny. You know what? I would say Jerry's out on Lake Wazama.
Mm.
He was a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
You think still nothing else has ever come out? I don't know.
I don't know. He that guy likes being a lady.
All right.
I think that's why he has to turn so hard to pretend he's a professor now whenever he does comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean. He dresses like a teacher. Yeah. He has like a chalkboard and shit. I think
he's a chalkboard, really?
I think the last special he did, he's dressed like a teacher and he has like a board and like a pointer and shit.
Well, and if you look his early like one-man shows, like where he would do like impressions of like everyone in his neighborhood, he was always so seamlessly going into the like the women voices and like the mannerisms of like the Latina woman and stuff.
Yeah, I would say Jerry's out on Leguizamo.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to we have a couple fun things. Let's talk about this. Did you guys hear BJ Penn thinks his family's been murdered?
That is some CTE type shit. Yeah. And replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah, murdered and replaced.
He's got, this is not even, so I brought this up to Harrington and he was like, this is like par for the course. He's been doing this for years that like he just like, there's like new crazy shit about him all the time.
So Shannon, what's going on with BJ Penn?
So he's posted a bunch of stuff asking for help from the local police, saying that, like you said, that his family was murdered and that these new people, the imposters, are trying to steal everything he has. This is one of the posts here where he shows the differences of the people and why he thinks that they're imposters. So he's saying this is real versus fake.
I mean,
they do look different.
The tooth thing is pretty weird.
Maybe he's been to the dentist?
Yeah, people get veneers. Yeah, like.
No, but this one is after, and it's like this one tooth is out in a weird way.
Hmm.
Does his brother also fight?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like maybe sometimes your teeth change, right?
Maybe a little, but...
I think his argument is that if they can use dental records to identify a body, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're correct.
But also, why would the CIA want to replace his... That's what he, like, thinks.
Oh, he thinks it's CIA.
So that was what it was. He came out a couple weeks ago and said that the CIA got to, I forget what fighter it was. He was like, it happened to me, it happens to everybody when you get to a certain point and they rig the fights. And so my argument was like, I can kind of believe that, especially with all the gambling going on now. If you were going to fund a war for, say, like the Contras, I would just rig a fight and be the guy who collects on the fucking underdog parlay on a fucking UFC card. You know what I mean? That's the new selling crack in LA.
Okay.
And then that's and that's when fucking that's when Harrington was like, no, he also thinks they replaced his family. And I was like, okay, fair, he's crazy.
He's out there, man.
I just gotta say, it's CTE, dude, right?
Yeah, oh, 100%.
It ain't good. Everybody was like happy that fighter like got choked out that was like talking about, it's like these guys all have brain damage and they're still putting them in fights. Like
And they're entertaining as fuck fights.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But everybody was just like, well, he just said this thing about, like, Hitler. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird that, like, when people get punched in the head for a living for 20 years that they start having fringe views. I don't know.
Didn't he try to rebrand himself as White Power, too?
Yeah.
Like, he changed his name to his, coming to the stage.
By the way, it never works out for the guy doing that they don't lose. Remember that guy called himself The Wall and then got smacked up by a Mexican guy in a boxing match? Right. Like, it's like, it never works out for you.
It's just, it's putting the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. Choose that name after.
He just wanted to hear Bruce Buffer say it.
Like, if that guy called himself, that one guy called himself the Gracie Destroyer, or before he ever beat all the Gracies, I think that would have went poorly for him. Yeah. And eventually it did. One of them fucking stomped him. Sure. But
they're going to keep coming. It's a Latin family. They're just going to keep churning them out until you age out.
Yeah.
It's John Henry against the machine.
Yeah. It's like trying to outrun a radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no outfight. You can't outfight the way Mexicans outfuck.
Yeah, exactly.
is there more to that, Shannon, or just BJ Penn's a crazy person?
I just think he's a crazy person.
All right.
So if he goes to prison for this, Shannon will be his BJ Penn pal.
Ooh.
She's going to draw pictures of her
he's
blowing
He's way too short for Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little fella, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I tower over him.
he's not. Well, he's not crazy short. He's 5'9".
Okay.
Oh, he's a giant. What's he complaining about?
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Just listen, fucking be happy the CIA didn't replace you and your giant cock, you fucking massive man. All right, so let's have a fun. Actually, before we do that, let's do plugs. Chris, what do you want people to check out, buddy?
Go check out High Society Radio Thursdays on Gas Digital. I got another podcast called Notes of a Goon. We got some cool stuff coming up. Check that out and follow me at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram.
Fantastic, Mr. Gorman.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can listen to my podcast. I do it with Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joe's. Comes out every week. You can follow me on Instagram. You can add me on PlayStation or Xbox. My tag is Joe W. Gorman. Please hang out with me. I got some shows coming up. All of it's on social media.
Phenomenal. Hey, if you guys want to see me live, go to punchuplive.com/ZachAmico. I am going to be on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We've got a whole tour coming up. They actually just signed me through August. So at least 1 week a month between now and then, you got a chance to come see me call wrestling. And I got a bunch of stand-up I'm going to be announcing very, very soon. As far as the show, hi, thank you for tuning in to our first episode of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. If you love the show and you want to subscribe to Gas Digital, go to gasdigital.com, use the new promo code ZOO, and you get $1.50 off a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, uncensored. You get the archives of all the old Lewis and Zach and Real Ass podcasts, over 1,000 episodes, plus all the other great shows on the network. Again, early, uncensored, ad-free, and the live chat, all that fun stuff, the archives, and thank you so much for tuning in. And now, since this is my show, we're going to talk about fast food.
Oh, fuck yes.
Article came out this week. What is it? All Recipes, right, Shannon?
Yes.
I tried 7 fast food tacos, and this is the one I'll order again and again.
Ooh.
So let's try and figure out the best fast food taco.
It's going to be some fucking Southwestern chain we never heard of.
I don't know, man, because like the Jack in the Box tacos are fucking sublime.
Really?
And like you wouldn't expect it, but man, yeah, Jack in the Box, that's like the one thing I miss out here on the East Coast is Jack in the Box.
Okay, so I love the Jack in the Box taco, but it is without a shadow of a doubt, absolutely dog shit. Yeah. So here's the thing, Chris, are you familiar?
I'm aware that Jack in the Box has tacos. I've been to Jack in the Box. I've had Jack in the Box egg rolls that were gross.
So here's the
thing. I love those too.
Here's the thing with the Jack in the Box taco. This is what I think makes them special.
Mm-hmm.
Is they take it, they put the meat, the cheese, lettuce, and tomato in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put them in the fryer.
Okay. I can see why you would want to try that and why some people would be like, this is a particular thing that I remember from when I was very high when I was younger, and it's great. Because I'm sure they're like 2 for $1 or something, right?
Pretty much.
They're pretty, but they're just grease bomb. So imagine like a fried taco,
mm-hmm.
but everything inside.
By the way, grease bomb is what they call Italian suicide bombers.
Arrivederci, boom.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Mm-hmm. It's not the way you should make a taco.
Okay.
Because you should not be frying lettuce.
No. No.
It's a terrible thing.
Sure.
But are they great? Sure.
Is it the only way Zach will eat his lettuce? So they have to do that?
They have to fry my lettuce.
Yeah.
Here comes the airplane. Also an Italian grease bomb.
Yes.
I've never had Jack in the Box sober, and I've never had it before 1 a.m. But I've always enjoyed
it. The two things I will say for Jack in the Box are the tacos, and they do have all-day breakfast.
Mm. Okay. You need that.
All-day breakfast is, to me, really sets places apart.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have, like, munchie meals that were available after 11, where it's just, like, all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's like a stoner meal. Snoop Dogg had one.
Yeah, like, they have, like, it's like, they make, like, a hamburger, but it's, like, the buns are 2 grilled cheeses together, so it's
eat that
crazy shit. Crazy good.
It's the kind of thing where it's like you go into a place and you're like, I'm not going to eat too much, but they have something so weird on the fucking menu. You're like, well, I'm not going to not have that. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you go somewhere, like, I would never crave those Rutgers grease truck sandwiches, but if I was nearby,
the fat sandwich,
drunk, and you were just like,
we got to get a fat Daryl.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, we do. I would just like immediately be like, yeah, it's been years. I got to get one of those.
Yeah, and it's
I bet
never
they got
good.
A new one.
Yeah. Fries on a sandwich is never good.
No, it's never what you think.
You take 3 bites of it and you're like, this is too much.
Yeah.
But I do love, but I think they're going to go, I agree with Chris, a lot of Southwestern chains
yeah.
Maybe Del Taco.
I feel like people always talk about Del Taco.
Del Taco's pretty all right.
It's not bad. I've had it before. It's been a long time, but I feel like it was, I was like, this is
so.
Not
let's
terrible.
Guess what else is because it was the top seven. My first guest on here is going to be Chipotle.
That's going to be your number one.
I don't think it's going to be number one. I think it's definitely going to be noted as good.
Now, was this a blind taste test or?
I think it's just their top seven.
Okay.
Of the fast food tacos.
What's the name of that place in Austin that people from there talk about that's a chain? Toasties? I feel
I'm
like people
sure.
from down there have like told me that that's like a decent taco chain. But I would say it's probably like Del Taco. I feel like that's the most common. I think that'll be number one.
Okay.
There's like Taco John's?
Torchies, maybe?
Torchies, that's it.
Thank you. So we have Torchies. Do you think Taco Bell makes the list?
I bet it's like one of, yeah, I think it, I do think so. Cause it, like, yeah, they get like all those fancy things, but like just like a traditional like hard shell taco.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, it's not when terrible.
It's not bad. Yeah. It'll hold you over.
Okay. So, Shannon, let's go through the list one by one.
So, the first, you were right, the honorable mention, Chipotle steak tacos.
Honorable mention.
So, I didn't even make top seven.
Well, this is like basically.
See, I thought
seven.
This was going to be all boilerplate, just their taco. So now apparently you can. Well, I guess that is Chipotle. You have to choose a meat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number six is Qdoba ground beef taco.
Okay. Qdoba.
Never even
haven't
heard
had Qdoba in years.
Oh, I think I must have passed. I've passed them.
I think
never
there's
had
one
them.
In Bushwick somewhere.
Oh, I could. What about?
No, that's the name of a DJ at a bar.
What about Dos Toros?
Oh yeah. Oh. That's pretty good.
I would say Dos Toros is going on there. Shannon.
Number five. Hardee's Red Burrito Hard Beef Taco.
Can I see a picture
see
of that?
Coming.
Hold on.
Isn't it Carl's Jr. out here on the East Coast?
No.
Oh. It's Hardee's?
I don't think it's either here.
I don't think we have either. I always wanted to try one of those Hardee's breakfast burritos that was supposed to like 12,000 calories or something.
Yeah.
Those are good?
I bet. I haven't had that.
They looked so
like
fucking good. It was like bacon, sausage, ham, eggs, then like hash browns on it and like white gravy. Like on the fucking,
damn.
It looks so good.
That's great. You're going right back to sleep for that if you have that for breakfast.
Well, Shanoon, I mean, what do you got?
You can't be eating that before you go to bed.
Fourth place.
Oh, wait, did you get the Hardee's?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't, this is the, it's coming up in different ways. You can share this.
Oh.
That just looks like,
it looks
just like a regular.
Can you show Chris the Jack in the Box taco?
Yeah.
Because once again, I don't think it belongs on the list because it's its own thing.
Yeah.
You think it's separate. It's not a taco.
I don't know. Is a taco?
Oh, wait a second. I fucking have had these.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen an actual picture of it, I'm like, I've definitely eaten
it. It brings back those memories.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shannon, what's number four?
Number four, Jack in the Box tiny tacos.
Oh!
Maybe that's what I've had. They look exactly the same, but they're tiny.
They're smaller, and like I don't think they have the lettuce in them.
Do they come in like a Chinese food box?
Yeah, or like a Chinese food box or like a little like bag where it's just like a bunch of them in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
I got my first hermit crab.
Yeah, there.
I got my first hermit crab in a Chinese food box. I named him Mr. Chow Mein.
Yeah. That's a good pet for a kid.
Yeah.
That's why my cat's name is Mushu, because it's like, man, they eat cats.
You saved him from a Chinese restaurant. He's combo number five.
Yeah. All right, so we had Jack in the Box tiny tacos. What's next, Jack?
Third place.
By the way, I never knew I needed a fucking Chinese accent mambo number five. I call combo number five before
that definitely
right
exists.
Now.
Yeah.
I bet you there is no way that does not already have a racist song parody.
Yeah.
Shannon, have Jorge look it up while we move on.
Making Jorge look it up is beautiful.
I found it already. We could just play it real quick.
You found it?
Of course it exists.
There you go. Sound on.
Wang Wei Kitchen. I love it.
Hello. Welcome to Wang Wei Kitchen. I take your order, please. I highly recommend the combo number five.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Combo one, two, three, four, five. Everybody love a Chinese steamed fry from the Chinese restaurant.
There really are no new ideas.
By Rue Vega.
Right.
What are the chances that this is a white guy?
Oh, it's 100% a white guy.
Who? What's the name of the YouTube channel so people can find it?
Charles Wissig. He has like less than 2,000 subscribers.
Nice. An underground sensation.
What? My favorite ever was... Crank That Kosher Boy. Did you guys ever hear that? Can you play Crank
Is
That Kosher
Player? Just about a Jewish kid jerking off?
Can you play Crank That Kosher Player real quick? Because it's what I say every time I see Hasidics. Whatever we...
Watch me roll, Superman, and watch me you.
Oh, is this? I don't know if this is the same one I've seen.
Well, this is a different one?
This might be a different one. Keep move forward a little. Every time I drive through Brooklyn and you see a bunch, I go,
you jump back two times.
Jews!
See, but this was actually made by Jewish people.
Yes.
Yeah. This is more offensive to black people.
Nice, dude.
Soup that's in that bowl. This is a pretty good song parody.
This is what the IDF is blasting.
Yeah, that's
straight out the tunnels.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon. See, that is so much funnier that my fucking feed is filled with guineas doing this, where it's like they do song parodies. And it makes me want to throw my phone through the fucking window. When it's just like...
Italians?
They make, oh, my God, I hate it. But that's fuck. Jews, Crank That Kosher Boy?
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
fucking solid. Yeah. Combo number five? Hilarious.
Yeah. Weird Al is looking down on us and smiling, man.
Hey, I got tickets to see him at MSG, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Speaking
dude.
Of Chinese food.
Yeah. Amazing guy. Like, I saw him... Like I saw him once when I was like 13 and then like 20 years later when I was 33 and both times were fucking awesome.
I've been seeing him every year since fourth grade.
Nice. That's awesome. That's
he is my favorite human being.
He's amazing. You got to get him on the pod, man.
He would never ever do this.
He doesn't do a lot of stuff, right?
No, he does shit with like the alt comedy people. Like he'll do like Tim and Eric or like Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
The Reno 911, like the state, he does a lot of shit with.
Okay.
He actually just did Coachella. Oh,
that's nice. Right. He did it with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, he came out with Yo Gabba Gabba. That's it was hilarious. Yo Gabba Gabba, David, fuck.
It was about bringing your cat to the vet. It was Yo Gabba Penton.
David Arquette.
David Arquette as Bozo the Clown.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And they had the guy, they did Rainbow Connection, and they had the original singer of it come out.
That's awesome.
And it was all these characters, and then Weird Al came out with them. It was really cool.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, guys. If you do Kratom, don't start doing it on our account. But if you do Kratom, there's only one place on earth to get it, and that's our great friends at YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor. I said that already. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there when you go to our friends at YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, so let's go back to these tacos.
The Rainbow Connection is Zach's belt.
It doesn't exist. Shannon?
So, third place, Jack in the Box Crunchy Tacos.
That's the one we just looked at.
No, the last one was Tiny Tacos.
So it's on there twice.
I mean, the ones we looked at, the greasy
yes,
ones.
Yes, yes.
Wow, I can't believe it's that high on
it's
it.
It's so good, man. It's twice. So good.
What else is on there?
Second place, Taco Bell Crunchy Taco.
Okay. There you go. The simple, unique one.
And then first place winner is Taco John's Crispy Taco.
Taco John.
You called it. There you go.
I don't think I've had Taco John.
It's like a Midwest one. It's Tex-Mex, but I never like. I.
All right.
You're telling me there's a brothel where you just fuck a taco and leave?
Yeah, we in
not bad at all.
In Kansas,
you go home to your wife and go, I don't want to taco about it.
When the Taco Bell was too crowded, we go to Taco John's.
That's
what we do. Yeah.
All right. I did not expect that, but I will say decent list. And there's a chain Del Taco I like, and there's another one I like when I'm in LA because they do bean burritos really good. I can't remember what it is. I'm a big bean burrito boy.
Bean burritos are great.
A bean burrito, yeah. I'll get them from Taco Bell.
Bean and cheese, big one. Yeah. I think much better. So if I don't trust The preparation, I usually go bean over everything.
It's a safer bet.
By the way, he's talking about preparation H. He doesn't want to trust spicy beef.
No, I use that because of beans.
Oh, okay.
All right. Adult star Riley Reid details most unattractive thing men do in the bedroom that always kills the mood.
Forget to tip.
Please don't say play Fortnite.
I don't know. What do you think this could be? Burp and farting?
I guarantee you it's an aggressive fingering thing.
I bet it's probably like something like you're on your phone looking at like other girls or something.
See, I didn't immediately think of it as a sex thing. Mm. I thought it was like clipping your toenails, scratching. I don't know.
Not letting the dog in the bed.
most of the men do. It's in the bedroom that always kills the mood. Hand on the back of the head?
I bet it's like refusing to go down.
It's fun. Everybody eats pussy.
Yeah.
Not black guys.
No, that's a fucking... Okay, thanks, Voss.
Is that an urban legend?
Yeah.
What is it, 1984?
No, the first black guy to eat pussy was an urban legend.
Tastes like watermelon.
Yeah. They called him the Candyman. I heard you looking for Candyman, bitch. Black guys don't. I'm not like the brothers. I'll eat the coochie. Black guys don't eat the coochie unless you put hot sauce on it. Sorry, I got possessed for a second. I think everybody. If you don't eat pussy in this day and age,
yeah, it's kind of
in this economy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, where else are you getting eggs for free?
That's like fucking Soprano shit. Yeah.
It's gay to eat pussy.
Yeah, that's
fine. And then they were all eating pussy anyway. It was like, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell no one what you saw.
Eating pussy is the new sucking a trans dick.
Dude, I remember.
We all do it. Come on. That would be so great in New Sopranos. Junior just loves sucking tranny cock.
What do they call it instead of a scoongeel?
You fucking blabbermouth cunt! I can hear Jorge laughing from the other room. All right, Shannon, tell us about it, baby girl.
So she said, quote, "I hate it when a guy doesn't brush his teeth. He wants to kiss and he's got some rank ass breath. That shit really kills the mood."
You have a cum breath, Riley Reese. Perpetual cum breath.
Chill out.
Lady, I was going to put my tongue in your butthole.
Yeah.
I'm going to brush my teeth after. What are you fucking nuts? Fucking
brush my teeth again after all this?
Jesus, what are you fucking, are you crazy? That's like taking a shit after you shower. That's you fuck up your whole day.
Yeah.
Oh, Riley Reid, you fool.
You got a lot of growing up to do, young lady.
Also, that's not like, that's just a high, like, I don't know. I was hoping it was like a more of a maneuver situation.
Yeah.
Like, what's a thing that guys think works that doesn't, which all women have a different opinion on?
Yeah. I can learn a new sex move. I can't brush my fucking teeth.
Yeah. You could stop doing a thing that somebody doesn't like.
Yeah. Why am I going to the fucking dentist all the time if I'm going to brush my teeth?
That's true.
Come on, get out of here, man.
You're spending your money. Get your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shannon, I feel like you could learn us a thing or two. What is something that guys try in the bedroom that you think is not fun, but bugs you?
Oh boy, I have to remember really far back for this. I guess maybe if they're, what's bothered me is like certain types of dirty
talk. If they
talk.
Answer the landline.
that's what I'm remembering. But it's like I think like certain types of dirty talk, like if they're going down a direction that like doesn't do it for me and then just takes me out of it.
Like
I'm going to kill you. They'll never find your body.
I dated a guy who was, I'm embarrassed to say this, but he was partially Puerto Rican.
Oh, yikes.
I'm sorry.
Just partially.
Yes, partially.
They're working on a cure for that.
You're embarrassed to say that you dated a partial Puerto Rican?
Yes. Never again. I don't trust them. But, he really liked the fact that like I'm white and wanted me to use racial slurs and stuff.
Fucking try and stop you, I say.
And I was just like, that took me out of it. It made me feel uncomfortable.
So wait, what did he want you to
I've talked to a bunch of white chicks who said they've hooked up with like black guys who want to drop hard R's.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no.
Damn.
Also now leave.
Like, I have my
And
girl.
Hey, that's yeah. my TV. Yeah. wait, so what, you wanted to call him a speck?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's cute.
I mean, it's not. While it is a racial slur, it is not even in the same league as the N-word.
Yeah. It's like slightly above honky in terms of like racial slurs and the offense.
I would say it's
it.
Below all of the Asian slurs.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, slurs.
I think gook is a cute little slur for an Asian, though. It's like, come on. That sounds like a fucking Dr. Seuss character.
Like Lucy apparently used to call Ricky her spick.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah, but it was the
that was
50s.
Like a, that was, yeah, that was like
but
a
like that is an endearing story. Like, that's almost, he was also like fucking every backstage dancer in the world.
Sure.
Nice.
And she'd be like, where's my spick today? No, and he was like cheating on her.
Yeah.
What can you do?
But like, that's almost like, if you found that out about your grandparents, would you be like, my grandmother's a horrible racist?
Yeah.
But if your grandmother.
Yeah, she still publicly was married to a Cuban in the 50s. Like,
right. But if you found out. If you had an interracial grandparents and you found out your grandmother straight up called your grandpa the N-word sometimes, that would be a tough sell.
Yes? What was he doing?
Just being a real. An N-word. Sorry. Could not do it. Could not do the bit. Could not do that Louis thing. I hate to tell you.
I like that you both went for
we
it.
We both jumped on it, too. Yeah. Sorry. No, but then they're also with him.
Right. Yeah. Like, it, I don't know. I guess like the moral of this is like just date within your race so we don't have to have these difficult discussions.
I think that thing makes it. Yeah. Dude, one time I was getting blown by a black chick and I was like, oh, I love your big black lips. And the second it came out of my mouth. Oh boy, really fucking.
Second it came out of your mouth, it came out of hers, and you came on ours.
Yeah, it really killed the mood.
Yeah.
You don't say it. My advice, don't say that. leave lip and nostril comments out of the bedroom when in an interracial.
What's funny is Zach's penis could fit in her nostrils.
I saw her today, and it was I saw her online today, and it was weird because she's a gentleman now.
Mm.
And, She
has white girls call her the N-word.
Yeah. And
one of the brothers now.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little still very, you know, very cool person. Yeah. But they got the most. They almost gave themselves a receding hairline with their haircut.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the look.
Yeah.
Well, it might just be the extra testosterone plays a part in.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. In balding. Yeah. So it might. It wouldn't give you male pattern baldness, but I could see it. Pushing back your hairline a bit.
Yeah,
and that just sometimes happens to ladies also.
Yeah, because she's got a straight up like Mr. Jefferson hairline now.
Oh, dang.
Really?
Yeah, it starts like.
That's got to be the testosterone.
Mm. All right. That was testosterone was her uncle's name.
I literally somehow just found out that dude was gay.
Oh, yeah, me too. I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
Sherman Helmsley was gay?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Which, by the way.
I'm talking about, I watched The Jeffersons, I watched Amen, I watched everything that motherfucker was in. No clue.
He was in Amen. it makes it so much funnier now that he was Whoopi when Howard Stern was Ted Danson in blackface.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow.
It never occurred to me that he was gay and playing a woman.
never once. Fool me.
Joe, you've seen that, right?
Yeah, the Ted Danson blackface thing.
Yeah.
I'm here with the Whoopi.
That's all. Yeah, that was. And then Whoopi was like, it's all good.
Yeah.
He's my honky.
All right.
That's Howard Stern.
You is a filthy nigga.
Jesus Christ, Howard.
You is a smelly nigga, so what's the difference?
Well, Ted Danson did say the N-word.
He did. This way?
No. What's wrong with you? This here routine is showing people that we is not afraid to confront our racial stereotypes. Look at here. We is a nation of racists, and we must break through that barrier that we done constructed for ourselves. Can't you see that?
The lawn jockey in the top is really funny.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's a great background. Is that...
And he's got a 40?
Yeah.
And a picture. Is that Harriet Tubman or Aunt Jemima? on the left. That's a racist question to ask. Yeah.
No, I think that's Aunt Jemima.
Two very different people.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Also, is that like Amos and Andy in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mammy.
Oh, I prefer great. Harriet Tubman's daughter, Harriet Tub Girl.
Tub Girl. Hell yeah.
That is fucking... Dude, it's crazy that Howard Stern is who he is now.
It's so... He completely different. Yeah.
Like, that is just that Googleable.
How you know, how just boundary pushing he was
in
the
90s. Whoopi Goldberg did the actual thing, and she's on The View chastising everyone.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
Man, it sucks, man.
Yeah. It was a different time.
Right. I guess so.
Let's see this guy face playing a Coachella, Shannon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
All right, before we watch it again, who is this man and what did he used to do?
I don't know how to say his name. I'm going to sound really stupid because I don't know what young people
watch. DeForvid?
Yeah, I'm going to share it. Yeah, it's
this. It's D4VD.
Yeah.
I would say DeForvid.
It's not like David just spelled weird.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely David spelled weird.
Yeah.
I would call him. I mean, come on.
More like Ouchcella. Damn, dude. Fucking Nobel Prize winner right there.
He hit his head louder than the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
Was he trying to do a backflip?
He's trying to do a backflip.
Yeah.
And he probably has... I don't imagine that's the first time he tried to do a backflip. I mean, he might have been on enough drugs to be like, I could do a backflip. I
can totally do it. It's all about momentum.
Can we watch that frame by, like, just give us a little fast forward action?
Look, his foot clearly...
Let's see where it goes bad.
Oh, his foot slips. You can see it clearly. Yeah. It's his right foot slips, and that's it. It's a wrap.
Okay, so confidence. Going. Confidence. Look at... Dude, I'm about to do a backflip at Coachella.
I'm going to throw this
and
out there.
Right there.
Yeah,
he misses it. Oh, he started. Okay. He started too early.
Well, at least his hands kind of broke some of the fall.
Yeah, at least his skull broke most of his fall.
See, like, look. All right, look right there. Doesn't it look like there's water on the floor? I think he may have slipped and still tried to hit it and just fucked up. That sucks for that guy. Did he finish the set?
You got to finish the set.
He didn't. He was fine. No injuries. He just, like, laughed it off after.
That's what you kind of... Oh, he's young.
What's funny is the voice track probably kept going.
Yeah.
For a good 20 seconds while people were worried if he was okay.
That's got to be... You can't take that fall sober and get up, right? Or is he young enough that maybe...
Yeah, I think there's the youth thing on... That guy's probably, what, 22. 23 or something? Yeah, like when I was 23, I remember... I mean, whatever, not sober, but I had a friend fall out of a tree on shrooms and just get up. He just tumbled out of, like, you know that big tree that has a gate around it in Prospect Park? He just, like, we're sitting in there, and he just, like, zoned out and just tumbled right out of the tree and just got up as if he was, like, a cat falling, like, rolling out of the tree. It was fucking crazy.
Well, I don't know why you would see that video and tell a story about somebody falling out of a tree, but...
I was a grease bomb, to be fair.
Oh, okay. So, Shannon, after that, he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, next story. We're going to end it with this one. Police searching for man who allegedly sexually abused corpse on New York subway with a clip. And I believe not only did this guy fuck a corpse, someone else then robbed it.
Jeez.
This corpse just happened to be laying there.
That's got to be what?
No, it was fucking dancing. And
I don't know if
money, Chris.
I thought maybe he brought it in, and then just like
hey, showtime.
Yeah. To be fair, I would tip a guy fucking a corpse.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, no, you don't do it that way. You gotta live with your back. What are you doing? It's all dead weight.
Let's tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay, so at about 12:20 a.m. on Wednesday, an unidentified individual had sexual contact with an unconscious and unresponsive adult male. He also did steal some stuff off of this dead guy. We don't know exactly what he took, but
same guy fucked and robbed him.
Yes, but
just the Sam Kinison joke.
About an hour and a half earlier, at about 10:48 p.m. on Tuesday, police said a woman approached the man and removed a piece of property from him and left. So he was robbed twice in a couple of hours and then sexually assaulted by this dude.
Wait a second. I think those times were wrong. You said 10:48. She robbed him before he got fucked.
Yes. 10:48 p.m. on Tuesday was when she just stole something from him. And then at 12-something in the morning on Wednesday is when the guy
What station was this at?
Hold on, it does say it. 1 second.
Was it on the train or in the station?
So the southbound R train near Whitehall Street.
Oof. Wow, that's a ferry?
Oh, and wait, on the train or in the station?
I believe it's on the train. It says on a southbound R train.
By the way, that's like the middle of that route.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, because unless it's stopping for some reason, that is...
That's right dead in the middle.
Yeah.
That means this guy took multiple
rides. He was probably
rides.
Still warm in the middle by the time they got to him, though. You know?
Yeah. All right, so when it says sexual contact, that could be they jerked off on him.
He actually, it said he had sexual intercourse.
Oh, damn.
With the body.
Whoa. And is there a picture of the suspect?
Yeah, I actually have the Crime Stoppers video of him just like walking off the train, so I can show you that.
Buttoning up his pants.
He looks like a partial Puerto Rican, Shannon. You date this guy?
Yeah, he's 51 years old, Carlos something or other.
And the blur guy, is that the one who's dead?
I don't know. I also have a picture of the chick. So the other person who robbed him, can you just click away for a second?
Oh, I bet that was a video from earlier. Like, you know what I mean? I bet they didn't show the corpse in that.
You can
check. Yeah, no, I doubt that.
So this is the chick. By the way, they're wearing almost the same outfit.
Yeah, why are you both wearing yellow?
Is that a Latin Kings thing? Is that like a
it
gang
is, but
thing?
That is not a, I mean, like, I mean, are there still Latin Kings? I don't know. It's not the 90s. I mean, whatever. It's just not.
I can't believe Petey Diabro would do this.
It does look like him.
Thank you, Shannon.
It does not look that much like him at all. Jesus. I can't, oh, man.
That's so are we saying this guy fucked a dead body in the ass?
It has to.
Yes. It says.
Well, I mean, I think.
It says sexual intercourse.
Yeah, but I don't think his mouth.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting that technical.
No, you can't get like the suction in the mouth.
Here's the thing. I think if there's a,
yeah, but where there's a, if you're fucking a dead body, Joe, I bet you're pretty close to coming as it is.
I guess so, man.
I bet you're pretty pent up.
All right, I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Yeah, by the way, this is what this show is for.
Good.
Is a deep analysis
of what could have happened.
Of corpse fucking.
By the way,
public transport.
The fact that nobody's leaked the video from the MTA.
The fact that the body didn't leak.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I would say, I don't think you're pantsing a dead body, because also that guy looks like he might be, I'm going to use the word superstitious, even though it's not correct, and he might have assumed that this dead body had vacated its bowels, and just, you go for the mouth at that point. And then he texted Riley Reed, he's like, terrible breath.
I hate that.
I too think it might be. Now, do you think he was like, wow, this guy fell asleep with his mouth open?
We really need to get a whiteboard in here for stuff like this.
Yeah. Do you think... Let's devil's advocate.
Get John Leguizamo and his chalkboard and his bitch.
Do you think this guy was like, oh, this guy fell asleep with his mouth open?
I would be
do
willing to
bet. Do you think he knew
bet.
He was dead?
That's why I don't think he pantsed and raped him. That's why I think it was probably that. Because I think it was probably just like, oh, this guy's sleeping. Let me see if I can get my dick in his mouth.
That's what I would assume. And now.
I bet he was just like, well, let's see what, you know, I don't even know. I bet like he wasn't like, I'm gonna fuck this dead body. I bet he was like, you know, it'd be really funny. I hear all these white boys saying it's really funny to stick my dick in a guy's sleeping mouth. Let me stick my dick in this guy's mouth.
And then he walked off the train like, tee-hee. And then he saw the news the next morning and went,
they got cameras on the train?
Yeah. And then found out he has sexually assaulted a corpse on camera and went, rut-row.
He started playing a steel drum, hoping it came back to life.
I would have to say my thoughts are exactly that. He's like, I'm going to put my thing in the sleeping guy's
bed. This shit is going to be hilarious.
And now found out he is a for-life corpse fucker. You can't undo that one.
No, you can't. Rebrand that.
You can't defuck a corpse.
This isn't Howard Stern doing blackface. This is like permanent.
That's a whoopsie.
Yeah. It's not like, and like if that person does come back to life in some sort of Frankenstein situation, you're still a corpse fucker.
Yes.
Right. It's not like how when that lady turned into a dude, now you're gay.
Yeah.
Like
I was anyway, but go ahead. Yeah. Was it? So this is a when I remember being a kid, my friend Keith told me this joke that like the something that his stepfather told him was like, you could walk down Fifth Avenue and save New York City from a dragon, cut its head off, hold it over your head. But if you got blown by a dude that night and people found out, you're still the cocksucker that killed a dragon.
Hey, would you suck that dragon's cock to death?
Yeah. And I think that it's an undoable thing. Did they say what they stole? Did they say how the person died?
No. Don't know that yet. I think if we keep following this, we'll eventually find the video. I think eventually it's going to make its way to the internet. Yeah. But it said that it was undisclosed items were removed from the corpse.
By the way, this is the most New York story.
Yeah, this is even more than like that corpse on fire on the train, man. Like
By the way, if you got balls, you're going to fuck the fire corpse.
The only way this would be more of a New York story is if somebody fucked the corpse of Pizza Rat.
So for people that don't live in New York, every once in a while, you will be going to take the train, and there will be a packed train with one empty car.
Mm-hmm. Not every once in a while. Now it's all the time.
Okay, well, back in the pre-pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And your first instinct for many years is to go, awesome, empty car. And then you get on, and usually there is a person laying down out of view from the outside of the train who what I can only describe as smells like death.
Yes. Mm.
And that is the reason that car
is empty.
Is empty. And it's not like a poop smell.
No, it's a haven't bathed in. There used to be a guy who would unwrap his feet on the Q train.
Oof.
He had his feet in what looked like you know, those big like bear slippers like Mickey Rourke had mm-hmm. with cellophane. And he would unwrap them and clip his toenails on the Q train. And he smelled pretty bad. But then when that cellophane came off, it Oof. Was like a smell like you did not understand. And he was really kind of a dick about it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
They're never nice. They're never like, sorry. I know this is probably ruining your day.
So I understand how people could be like, how could there be a dead body on the train? But it's just like, you don't get it. Like,
yeah, there just can be.
But there's also
just people sleeping on the train.
Right.
Somebody could be. There's a good chance we have taken the train with many dead people, and they just were laying down, and people were avoiding them.
Right. Yeah, because unless something like this happens, you never find out about it. Unless, like, the person who discovers it.
Yeah, unless you fuck their mouth and see yourself on the news the next day.
Yeah. Put your dick in them, hoping they wake up. It's like, I'm just testing.
Well, there was the guy who died on 34th Street. If they're on the train for a very long time or in a subway station, like, so there was a guy who died on 34th Street and they were like, oh, he had been dead for 9 hours.
Oh, yeah. He was like on the bench, right?
And then that made the news. But I think it was like the person who found them contacted the Post. It wasn't like the cops don't tell you when this happens. That's why you never hear about space cases or that's why they don't publicize bank robberies. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's certain things where you go, you're better off not knowing this. Like,
Go ahead.
Huh? I didn't say it.
Okay. 100%. I will say one of the best dates I've ever been on. And I actually feel bad because
Bitch didn't talk at all.
No, it was going home on the train with a girl. And we get on the empty car and we realize smell of death, homeless person. And God bless this bitch. She goes, let's see how many stops we can go.
Now Zach's farting.
No.
He's so like, thank God I've been holding this in all night.
So we sit down on the train, but then we made it a game to start blaming the other one every time we stopped, and people would get on because you couldn't see the guy.
Yeah.
You'd have to turn to the right. So it's like people would get on. I would go, Jesus Christ, what did you do? And then it turned into I would sit on the train, and as people would get on, I would just go, I'm sorry. All right, I think we're about to wrap this up. Shannon, did we get to everything? I think we did. Yes, we did. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the test episode of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. We're going to do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Friday being an exclusive episode for subscribers only. Once again, use that promo code ZOO to subscribe. But if you're watching on YouTube, Spotify, however you consume it, thank you so much for giving us a shot. And, hey, this was really fun. Thank you so much to my guests, Joe Gorman, Chris Vega. Please listen to Super Selly Joe's High Society Radio, Notes of a Goon. And, hey, see you on Wednesday. The fun's begun, no sleeping in.
morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the